That's a very likely possibility. But I mean, I do think we're going to be able to profile metastatic disease. I mean, I think that when we see more data on the KRAS mutation status in the first-line studies and in the combination studies, I think it's likely at this point that we'll be developing new paradigms using something akin to HER2 status. And the breast cancer doctors do this all the time. Is it hormone receptor positive? Is it HER2 positive? Is it triple negative? I mean, these are the molecular profiles that they use to make everyday treatment decisions. I hope we'll be there with colon cancer soon.
Neil, sort of real quick summary of where we are right now with KRAS and anti-EGFR inhibitors.
There appear to be very consistent data both with panitumumab and cetuximab suggesting that those patients who harbor mutations in the RAS gene will simply not benefit from these drugs. And that population represents about 40% of all colon cancers.
One quick question to Alan. What about ongoing trials such as your trial in metastatic disease that includes cetuximab? Are you all rethinking as to whether you want to include KRAS in the eligibility?
You had to mention that. Yeah, we are. We're actually in the process of trying to do an analysis. We're about halfway accrued, about 1,100 patients. And we're planning an interim analysis to look at KRAS status to see if the patients who had wild type or mutant KRAS had differential response. Hard to know that in a complex study with another biologic like Avastin and with chemotherapy, that this mutational status will trump the effectiveness of the other therapies. And it's also, of course, a little hard to sort through because KRAS status is also a prognostic factor for how patients will do in terms of their overall disease outcome. But we're going to look, and clearly and obviously, if it looks like these patients don't accrue benefit, then we would have to revise the protocol.